Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to this August the 14th edition of Team Liberty Radio, and I am your host, Shane LaCroix. And in the next 30 minutes, we're going to be looking at the world of politics and the madness that mainstream media and the liberals are throwing conniption fits over Donald Trump's comments on the Second Amendment at his rally in Wilmington, North Carolina this past Monday, Wikio yesterday. Also, we're going to be looking at how mainstream media criticize people who are requesting the records of Hillary Clinton's help going into the general election in November. But I hope everybody had a good week. The article for this show will be out after the show. Still working on the title of the article will be Liberals Go Crazy with Donald Trump Comments on Second Amendment. And that will be published on our website at teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. I want to thank everyone for our article last week talking about the jihad terrorist camp in the United States. It going viral. I thank everyone for their support of this show and of the website. If you'd like to call in with your questions, comments, retorts, the calling number is 845-277-9109. Also, we do have a chat board that you can leave your comments on, and we will get to them. Well, this information-packed show, I will try to get to your calls at the near the end of the show. And if we do have any callers, I will go into overdrive to take your calls. We are given 15 minutes overtime or allowed. Thanks, Blog Talk Radio. We're given 15 minutes extra to do a show, so I will be taking the calls near the end of the show. But let's go ahead and kick things off and talk about how mainstream media is criticizing anyone who wants to see Hillary Clinton's health records to see if she's fit enough to be president come November if she was to win the general election. Now, note that these people, mainstream media, is calling the 59% of the voters that want to see Hillary Clinton's records, they're calling them conspiracy theorists, and they think it's crazy that the voters want to see Hillary Clinton's health records. But what such a short memory that they do have, that back in 2008, when John McCain was running, mainstream media, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News was all demanding to see John McCain's health records to make sure he is fit to be a president. So, and that is one of their own globalist puppets, John McCain. They were demanding to see his health records. Well, that does not surprise me, folks, to do that. And it just shows how absurd that mainstream media is. And be honest, folks, it's going to get crazier and crazier in the doublespeak that they will be doing between now and November. And usually I wait about 20 minutes and go to shows, take a quick break. But this is going to be a jam-packed show, so I'm going to go ahead and take the break now. After the break, we're going to get into our main topic of liberals and mainstream media goes crazy over Donald Trump's comments on the Second Amendment. We'll be back after this quick break, and we'd love to take your comments. The call number is area code 845-277-9109. Or ask your questions on the chat board, and we'll get to them. Welcome back, folks, and we are talking about our main subject, liberals and mainstream media goes crazy over Donald Trump's comments on the Second Amendment at his rally in Wilmington, North Carolina, past week on Monday the 8th. And, folks, it is nothing that he said, there is nothing diabolical to it, or nothing crazy that he said, but mainstream media wants you to believe that with his comments, they are claiming that Trump was calling for the assassination of Hillary Clinton. How bizarro is that, that mainstream media is desperate to use any dirty, rotten trick they can to derail the popularity, the popularity of Donald Trump. It just boggles the mind. Well, it shouldn't. We've seen it all through history. When they want a certain candidate to win, they'll pull out all these dirty tricks on them. But it's just ironic what they are doing. Hillary can call for the assassination, can say Obama may get assassinated. Nothing said about that. But when Trump brings up the Second Amendment saying Hillary by saying it could be meaning a silent threat that if he loses for the gun owners to assassinate Hillary Clinton. Well, I'm going to read you his quote, what he said, then I'm going to let you hear him. Hillary wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. By the way, if she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do. Though the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know. Look how they twist his words. We're going to go to the partner rally where he is saying that. I'll let you decide for yourself.
Hillary wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. By the way, and if she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know. But I'll tell you what, that will be a horrible day. If Hillary gets to put her judges, right now we're tied. You see what's going on. We're tied because Scalia, this was not supposed to happen. Justice Scalia was going to be around for 10 more years at least. And this is what happens. That was a horrible thing. So now look at it. So Hillary essentially wants to abolish the Second Amendment. Now, speaking to the NRA folks, who are great, when you, and I'll tell you, So they endorsed me. They endorsed me very early. My sons are members. I'm a member. If you, we can add, I think, the National Rifle Association. We can add the Second Amendment to the justices. They almost go, in a certain way, hand in hand. Now, the justices are going to do things that are so important. And we have such great justices. You saw my list of 11 that have been vetted and respected and have gotten great. And they a little bit equate. But if you don't do what's the right thing, you're not going to have, either you're not going to have a Second Amendment, you're not going to have much of it left, and you're not going to be able to protect yourselves, which you need. You know, when the bad guys burst into your house, they're not looking about Second Amendments and do I have the right to do this, okay? The bad guys aren't going to be giving up their weapons, but the good people will say, oh, well, that's the law. No, no, not going to happen. We can't let it happen. We can't let it happen.
Okay, everyone heard what Donald Trump said. And when I first heard this, I didn't get no indication that he was calling for people to, if he lost the general election, for people to go out and kill Hillary or anything. But mouthpieces of the liberal establishment, lamestream, mainstream media, dinosaur media, whatever you want to call them, have went crazy with this, trying to fill people's heads with the nonsense that this is what it was meaning. Those are not the words that come out of Donald Trump's mouth. Everybody just heard them. I just played them for everybody. But Raw Story put out a nice little piece, a nice little hit piece, is all it was a hit piece, saying, the statement implies that Americans can stop Hillary Clinton from appointing judges by exercising their Second Amendment rights to keep and bear arms. The darker implication here is that Americans could use political violence to stop Hillary should she become president. And then by from the site Occupy Democrats, this is hilarious what they said. They come out and said, they claimed that Trump was acting treasonous while also defending Clinton when she was Secretary of State. She sold government favors to third world dictators in exchange for donations to her Clinton Foundation. So who is the one that is treasonous now, Occupy Democrats? Fox News, CNN, MSNBC is all running with this same story that Trump is calling for violence, calling for the Second Amendment people, which I'm proud to say I am a Second Amendment person, that thinks you have the right to bear arms. They're all running with the narrative that Trump meant to kill Hillary Clinton if she was to lose this election. If he was to lose the election and she was to win, that is not what he meant. And just go that, listen to what the idiots on Twitter come out and said. This will blow your mind, folks. Robson Fletcher, Fletcher Robson, CBC Fletch. This is beyond the pale even for Trump. Basically saying, if I lose, go ahead and revolt, assassinate. These people out here that saying all this stuff, and then Andrew Ramos, he said, what? Donald Trump makes unbelievable suggestions to his Second Amendment supporters. Everybody heard what he said. I'll play the video for you again. This is exactly what he said.
Hillary wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. By the way, and if she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know. But I'll tell you what, that will be a horrible day. If Hillary gets to put her judges, right now we're tied. You see what's going on. We're tied because Scalia, this was not supposed to happen. Justice Scalia was going to be around for 10 more years at least. And this is what happens. That was a horrible thing. So now look at it. So Hillary.
I'll go ahead and stop there because the people, after these comments, they flooded Twitter with comments of, like, Eon the Turtle. Think of these names. Trump should die, F. Trump. Or Matthew Bidge, Trump should kill himself. And then this one guy, Robert Olson, who claims to be a legal scholar, that he's got himself in a suit and tie with a Ronald McDonald face paint on. Donald Trump tweeted out, many people are saying that the Iranians killed the scientists who helped the U.S. because of Hillary Clinton's hacked emails. Well, Robert Olson then tweets back at him as real Donald Trump, kill yourself, Trump. Then Caleb Jen says, somebody please kill Donald Trump. And this guy, High Priest of Hate, Bo last name, said, if Trump were a decent human being, he would read his mentions, knows he's a piece of shit, and drop out, maybe kill himself. But what really got me is this person from Fayetteville, the official Raya, put out attention. Anyone in Fayetteville that decides to kill Donald Trump, I support you 100%. These people are mental, liberal, brain dead jerks. They don't know how bad it is going to get if Hillary gets in the White House. Why I don't trust Trump 100%, I sure in the heck trust him a heck of a lot more than I do Hillary Clinton. If people think it's bad now with Obama or blah, blah, it's going to be 10 times worse, maybe 100 times worse with Hillary Clinton. Then, frankly, this one guy, pooping in my pants, Glover Troy, frankly, it's cowardly that Trump isn't willing to kill. Yeah, frankly, it's cowardly that Trump isn't willing to kill Hillary himself. Okay, so where's this media outrage over people calling for the assassination of a presidential candidate by CNN, Fox News, Fox, ABC, CBS, MSNBC, NBC? You know why? Because the mainstream media, dinosaur mainstream media, is nothing but a mouthpiece for the global elite and government. That is all they are. And they are freaking out because Trump is telling the truth on them, and they do not like it one bit. Well, with all the negative tweets and all that, all the uproar about Trump's comments, Trump's camp did something smart and come out and sent out an email stating that, let's see, which one was it that sent it out? The correspondent, Josh Feldman, sent out the tweet saying, here it is. It's so much information here, it's hard to. Donald Trump was obviously talking about American voters who are passionate about their Second Amendment rights and advocating their use that power at the ballot box. The Clinton campaign is desperate and is obviously throwing all sorts of outrageous charges. I am surprised so many reporters are falling hook, line, and sinker for what is obviously a ridiculous charge. Donald Trump was talking about judges and the Second Amendment and voters who care about that. Also in the statement that was sent out, it also said, it's called the power of unification. Second Amendment people are amazing spirit. Second Amendment people have amazing spirit and were tremendously unified, which gives them great political power. And this year, they will be voting in record numbers, and it won't be for Hillary Clinton. It will be for Donald Trump. And that was the senior communication advisor, Jason Miller. But then the brain-dead liberals out there come out and was going, like Matt Fuller at MEP Fuller, I didn't realize the power of unification was a euphemism for shooting someone, but again, I am not straight. No, it's called common sense, you dumb. So we're getting all this bullcrap that idiots don't want to realize is all fake, but yet they're buying into it hook, line, and sinker, just like that one tweet said. This just shows the simple fact that mainstream media knows, the global elite knows how dumbed down the general public is, that they will believe anything that is put out by CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, the Clinton News Network, which is now, besides CNN, is now becoming Fox News. Rupert Murdoch, they got rid of Roger Ailes, though he is not perfect. He least believed in liberty. And now since they got rid of him, forced him out on some BS charges, you can see that Fox News is going just like CNN, MSNBC. And with Trump calling out Fox News, said that they're now becoming the Clinton News Network, they're going to stop at nothing to take anything Donald Trump says, twist it around, and make all these brain-dead jellyfish liberal wannabes out here think that Donald Trump is nothing but a hateful, racist bigot, when they are the ones that are the racial, hateful bigots. A little bit of history for you. The Democrat Party is the ones who founded the KKK. They was the ones that tried to, the one that pushed for all the civil rights. And even Hillary Clinton's made several statements that she was a proud follower of, guess who, Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, who made the statement Margaret Sanger did that black people is nothing but weeds and need to be exterminated. I don't know for you, but I know who I'm voting against, and that is I'm voting against Hillary Clinton. I'm going for broke. I'm betting on Donald Trump, and believe me, if he does not follow through with his promises, I'll call him out just like I do any politician. Because, folks, we are in a dire strait in this country. We are living in history. History is not boring. These people that says it's a boring time to be alive, they are brain dead. They don't know what is going on if they can't get behind this. We're running down on time, folks, and I'm going to leave you one last time with the comments Donald Trump there in Wilmington. I'm going to let you decide what you think. And if you got any questions, comments during it, call in. We'll go into overtime, take your questions, or hit us up on the chat board, and I'll answer them after we listen to this clip one more time.
Hillary wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. By the way, and if she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know. But I'll tell you what, that will be a horrible day. If Hillary gets to put her judges, right now we're tied. You see what's going on. We're tied because Scalia, this was not supposed to happen. Justice Scalia was going to be around for 10 more years at least. And this is what happens. That was a horrible thing. So now look at it. So Hillary essentially wants to abolish the Second Amendment. Now, speaking to the NRA folks, who are great, I'll tell you, so they endorsed me. They endorsed me very early. My sons are members. I'm a member. We can add, I think, the National Rifle Association. We can add the Second Amendment to the justices. They almost go, in a certain way, hand in hand. Now, the justices are going to do things that are so important. And we have such great justices. You saw my list of 11 that have been vetted and respected and have gotten great. And they a little bit equate. But if you don't do what's the right thing, you're not going to have either you're not going to have a Second Amendment, you're not going to have much of it left, and you're not going to be able to protect yourselves, which you need. You know, when the bad guys burst into your house, they're not looking about Second Amendments and do I have the right to do this? Okay? The bad guys aren't going to be giving up their weapons. But the good people will say, oh, well, that's the law. No, not going to happen. We can't let it happen.
And I agree with Donald Trump there. We do not need to allow our government to eradicate our Second Amendment right, our God-given right to defend ourselves against enemies foreign and domestic. And I want everybody to get out and vote come November. Just don't think that. Get out now and push the Constitution. Push the beliefs. I'm going to read to you real quick the Second Amendment. Right to bear arms that shall not be infringed by the government. That is a paraphrase real quick, folks. But we need to do everything possible to keep our Second Amendment rights. Everybody knows Hillary gets in, we will lose our Second Amendment right. It is up to us to defend it, to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. This is the quote, I believe, by Thomas Jefferson or Benjamin Franklin. Now, if you give in to tyranny for justice, freedom, you deserve it. We'll be next week at 6 p.m., folks.